A very busy week in our region. We'll get right to it by bringing in Ruth Epstein on this Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
I better listen to Dr. Z. I could use some of those stretches. And
limbering up?
Limbering up.
I needed those stretches.
Get on the road this afternoon, yeah.
I just needed those stretches to lift all the paper from all the events that are going on this week.
Oh, my gosh. And all the running around we'll have to do this week, starting with tonight at the Salisbury Board of Selectmen. We also have Canaan Board of Selectmen and, of course, Region 1.
Yep.
So it's a crazy first Monday of the month. Later on this week, we have the Cranford Club is doing an interesting program on Thursday at Town Hall. They're going to have a panel of entrepreneurial women, which should be an interesting talk. And on Friday evening and Saturday morning, the Falls Village Community Forum. They're going to talk about what they want to see for their town.
And that's going to be held at the Emergency Services Center,
yeah.
Which is a great place to have a meeting.
Right. Yeah. There's plenty of room, plenty of acoustics, and people should come and say what they want to see their town about. Of course, on that day starts the Salisbury Fall Festival, which goes all weekend, and, I mean, just myriad things going on from scarecrow contests and all kinds of booths and food and everything else.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking, Women's Support Services is going to have a booth up set up on that Saturday. They're going to be doing tie-dye headbands and T-shirts, and the public's invited to attend as well.
Yeah, all sorts of things. Hopefully the weather will cooperate and that the foliage will be beautiful.
And
that night there's a murder mystery put on by the
Rotary Club.
At Noble Horizons at 6 p.m. So you can go there or you can go to the roast beef dinner at the firehouse in Salisbury. I mean, there's just so much going on.
You can also go to the Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day on Saturday.
You can do that, too. I mean, you just got to really be busy.
And you got to go to Town Hall just to get your free ticket to do that.
Yes, yeah. Right. Free tickets, and that's Torrington. And then, of course, on Sunday, we have the Brewski up at Sutra Hill. So loads of stuff going on.
The Brewski Fest is hard to believe it's their 10th year of doing the Brewski Fest.
Yeah, and that's a SWAT, of course. And as they say, you can just go up and talk to, you know, you don't have to stand on these long lines. You just go up and talk to the distributors and learn all about the brews.
And also this week, the Sharon American Legion Post has their roast beef dinner, which runs on Saturday from 4 till 7. That always sells out. It's amazing.
Yeah, and the actors do a fabulous job.
Now, the murder mystery thing, I want you to go just for one reason. Randy Chappelle said, I know his wife talked him into it, my good buddy Randy. He's the president of the Rotary Club.
Right.
And he's Burritos and Bandidos. I think it's hilarious.
That's a great, very good. Somebody's very clever, yes.
And for Sunday, the Sharon Fire Department, their pancake breakfast is being held. So you can get your pancakes in the morning and then get your brew in the midday
brew
and
in the afternoon. I just heard that the Ambulance Fund is not doing its pancake breakfast this year.
I think this is the second year that they haven't done it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Well, they're going to be doing games, and apparently there's some wonderful things going on at the barn. That would be on Saturday. So.
Now, I also want to remind our folks that the Sunday in the Country Food Drive has their Day of Fun at Daisy Hill this Saturday. The 13th, pardon me, on Sunday. That goes from 10 until 3 at Daisy Hill Farm. It's
and
in Millerton.
And they'll also be at the Brewski.
They'll be at the Brewski Festival selling burgers and brats to raise money for what they do.
Which is coming up, you know, with holiday baskets pretty soon.
They're just amazing how much. I think they've raised about $20,000 already. They're looking to raise about $40,000 this year.
It's incredible. So looking back, we had a busy week last week as well with the crop walk and great turnout as usual. And I still remember us walking up Music Mountain. Oh, my gosh. We've never been the same, Marshall.
No, I haven't. I've had plenty of surgeries that prove it.
How many years ago is that?
Long ago.
It's got to be, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
when did they change it? Because, you know,
they changed it about 5 years after that I did that.
Yeah, it wasn't, and now it goes straight down River Road.
And back.
And wonderful to see people like Oogie and Marion Chatfield. They're out there in their 80s and 90s, and they don't do the walk, but they do the oval, and bless them for even getting out there and helping. The nation sort of came focused on Kent this week as we learned that Masha Yovanovitch, who grew up here in Kent, was the ambassador to the Ukraine, who was fired by the Trump administration and brought back to the United States, and everybody in Kent is buzzing about that, and all eyes will be on that when she is deposed this week. So the nation comes to Kent, and we have Kellogg School is still pursuing, well, I shouldn't say the school. A couple of people are pursuing the idea of a part-time superintendent for Kellogg. Lou Timelot and Dick Hines have been pushing it. They feel that the small school, Kellogg, doesn't get full attention from the region, and they'd like to see if it's feasible to have their own part-time superintendent. So that's going to be continuing to be a discussion.
I hope people show up tonight and discuss with the board. A great article on the Republican American this weekend showing the incredible one-year decrease of students, 69 student decrease. And here's the funny part. As we talk about Falls Village and how small it is, the only school in the region to show an increase, Falls Village. Yeah, everybody else dropped.
Everybody dropped it. What struck me was the high school figures.
The high school is down to
348.
348 students.
And at one time, we had close to 800. It just...
My senior class, I think, was 170-some students in my senior class.
So the board has got to start addressing these things.
I posted this up because I wanted people to see this article. I only posted a portion of it, but because I want people to go to the link to go to the paper. But, we have so many parents now, and people are saying, well, people aren't moving to the area. That is a little problem, but you've got so many parents now that are not only paying their school tax,
right,
but they're sending their students to private school.
And we're not just talking high school now.
Yeah, no, we're talking grammar school.
Elementary school.
They're
absolutely
pulling them out of elementary schools, and they're putting them in private schools.
Yeah.
And that is the alarming factor. And, Ruth, I hate to keep going back to this and patting myself on the back, but I'm going to. When I ran for the board 8 years ago, I said the major crisis that was facing us was nothing more than the fact that we had to stem the flow of students not going to the high school. And now it's gotten so bad that we have to stem the flow of kids not going to the grammar schools.
Yeah. I was just taken aback by those figures. I mean, we knew they were low, but I didn't think they were that low.
Sharon Center School only has 103 students?
Yes.
Sharon Center School?
Yeah.
And these are lovely, these are lovely facilities.
Yeah. They're almost private schools in their own right.
This is what you sort of sit, you sit in the big city and you go, oh my gosh, I need to, and yet.
Yeah, and here we are.
Right.
I mean, some of these classes are 10 kids in a class, 8 kids in a class.
Look, North Canaan lost 4 students. How about this? Kent Center School lost, 21 or 22. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's just like staggering. Even Salisbury lost, 11 students. I mean, it's a crisis that's really got to be dealt with.
And it was interesting your posting because you got some responses from people who have real concerns. As they said, the taxes are going up, and yet the enrollment is going way down.
And I asked each person that responded, how many Board of Education meetings have you been to? You've got to go to these meetings. You have to.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see what happens once the new board comes in. There will be some new faces and maybe some new ideas. And we've talked about this marketing thing that, that should have perhaps kicked in to see some changes.
It looked like it helped at Cornwall Consolidated School this year.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, just brief mention, we had the Hunt auction this weekend.
That's coming up as well.
It was huge for auction in the village for the Hunt Library, and what a night it was. And the open farm tour at Freund's Farm yesterday brought out loads of people, even in the rain, did a fabulous job of showing what's agriculture is like nowadays. So just a plug for that. And onward we go.
All right, Ruth, get those roller skates on.
Oh, man.
Find that key.
Yeah.
I will speak to you on Monday.
Take care. Bye-bye. Take care.